introduce yourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Todd Robinson.
And I'm Abby Grimshaw, and we're from Rust to Green.
Todd, where are you from?
I'm from New York City originally.
You look very familiar to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess you got one of those faces.
I've been in Ithaca for the past 3 years.
And Abby, how are you?
I am wonderful.
How'd the couch go?
The couch is wonderful. We're still growing at the Refugee Center on Monday for World Refugee Day. Added another 90 more interviews.
90 more, huh?
Yeah, and we're going to be in a lot more places this summer. Boilermaker Expo and Utica Monday nights. And so be on the watch out.
Have you ever been to the Boilermaker Expo?
I haven't.
Oh, wait until you get there. I hope you have. I hope you have a lot of tape because there's millions of people that get down there for this. Well, not really millions, but, you know, thousands. How's that?
I'll take all of them.
Rust to Green.
Yep.
You guys just put up your signage at the Harza building, and it perplexed me for a couple of minutes until I actually wandered in. I'm like, huh, what are these guys doing over there? And it's Rust to Green. Explain what Rust to Green is.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm glad that you actually brought it up that way. We were kind of like slowly putting those windows together to get a little bit of interest
yeah.
and get people to wonder what's going on there.
So it was a calculated.
Calculated. And now we're here. Rust to Green is an organization that was put together by Cornell professors in response to a Brookings Institute study that found about the 60, I think it was a little over 60 American cities that are ripe for invigoration and reinvestment. And so what the organization does is it's 30 interns that basically...
That's a lot of interns.
It's a lot of interns.
I thought I had two. It was a lot, but 30 interns.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And you'll see us all over the city all summer. And it's 30 interns that we basically are doing projects that are tangible projects that are also repeatable in other parts of the city. And what we're trying to do is use as little resources as possible to get these done, as little material resources. We're doing using a lot of recycled materials. And it's projects that Abby's going to get into in a little bit. But the other thing that's really cool about our project is, or our organization, is it's actually funded from outside grants. So we have grants like through Cornell Cooperative Extension and through the Community Foundation of Herkimer and Oneida Counties and a lot of others. And what that allows us to do is go to these different cities that the Brookings Institute found, and I think there are six cities in New York State, Utica being one of them. And it allows us to go in and partner with this, with City Hall and actually do these projects at no cost to the city. So we get to kind of like piggyback on projects that they're doing and help them out.
That's fantastic.
Yep,
I was down there with Paula.
Yep, Paula Horgan.
And she's the executive director. Is that the, kind of her title? I don't know. She's in charge. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's the head honcho. And she was highlighting that the project right down by the park right here, by Liberty Park, the Liberty Bell Park, which, mm-hmm. why is there a Liberty Bell in you? I don't know. It's a question for another day. But that is an interesting little nook of the city. It's like it's an alley, not too narrow, not too wide, right between two older buildings.
Yep.
And what's the plans for that?
So what they're going to be doing down there is basically taking this kind of empty space and making it a place. And what we mean by that is we're going to be creating a place for people to congregate, a place for people to kind of come and... start to enjoy different aspects of the city. It's got a beautiful view of the Utica Hotel. We're going to be putting planters in and many other things that will make it kind of an aesthetically pleasing place to go. But it's meant to kind of reinvigorate and get people to come down to the downtown area.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great little place to, because we have such great restaurants and food places downtown.
Yep.
It's going to be a nice place to just bring your lunch and sit out underneath a tree or buy some flowers and have lunch.
Yep.
Minus the bees, though.
Absolutely.
There's a huge bee thing over
there.
There's a
pretty big bee's nest
over there. We're taking care of that, though.
Good. I could send an intern down there. It'd be a good bit. So, Abby, what are you doing?
Well, I am based out of Utica for the summer, so I'm going to be involved in the community, getting everybody involved, because one thing is that we need is some ownership with the city, not just Rust to Green coming in and cleaning up,
absolutely.
But people also coming and activating these spaces and inspiring them to have a greater and more sustainable Utica in the end. Even after Cornell might leave and the interns depart after the summer. So beginning on Utica Monday nights, we'll have activities in the Harza building, which is 177 Genesee Street, and also in Liberty Park and the alleyway. Activities for kids that they can come every week, get a sticker after they learn an educational program for that night. Beginning this coming Monday on June 27th, we'll have our big kickoff for their first Monday night programming, where you can just bring a shovel, bring your work gloves. We're going to be doing some planting in Liberty Bell Park, and you can become part of these things that the interns are working so hard for the past 3 weeks. But now it's time for the city to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get up off our rear ends and stop complaining and do something about it. I was reading the internet last night, and I hate reading the internet, but I love it. And it says, Rusta Green, who are these guys? Why are they doing these projects? There's problems that they could be addressing in the city. Why aren't they in the neighborhoods mowing people's grasses that are... No! That's your responsibility! You live there. Take it upon yourself to mow your lawn. Mow your neighbor's lawn. Do something. You guys are doing something on a much broader scale.
Well, we will have some community cleanup days that we will be taking some places around the city that do need some help. And we will come in. We're not afraid of getting our hands dirty and going into those neighborhoods.
I saw that.
At
you
the
guys
same
were
time.
Out there. It was like a little army of ants out there yesterday. It was, you guys were cleaning up the Liberty Bell Park down there and putting up your window dressings. And it just drives me nuts how people could be so negative about something that you guys aren't paid. You guys making $1 million off of this?
Absolutely not.
I mean, you guys have to, you know. And I was talking to Paul yesterday. People out there could help just by housing. If there's a hotels out there that have vacancies, you guys are always looking for places to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Harza building's big, but it's not comfortable enough to sleep in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know what? We're really happy to be in the Harza building. It just gives us a great headquarters right in the downtown area where we get to kind of do all the things. Or it allows us to do all the work we need to do kind of behind the scenes to do these little projects. And the other thing that I want to bring up is that if anybody from the community wants to come and join us, we have a really good attitude. Like, if you come and join us, this is a very positive experience for us, and it's going to be a positive experience for you. So it's kind of a place for people to come and kind of maybe drop some of the negativity they're feeling and gain some of the positive feelings that we have for them.
We have so many splinter groups around here that want to do something, but you know, it's like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. They're like, well, what can we really do? And it's really not a focused, concentrated effort on one issue at a time. It's this over here, that over here, West Utica, East Utica, Cornhill. So they're scattered all around. So I think this is a perfect opportunity for everybody to come under the Rusta Green umbrella and get ready to roll up their sleeves and to do some work that will actually make a difference immediately. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, this and this and this. While we're working on this, we had this half-finished project over here. But, you know, Steve and East Utica complained, so we're dropping everything over there. You guys have the organization and the wherewithal to get things done.
Yep. And, you know, these grants really allow Rusta Green to have an amazing 30-person woman and manpower group that will seriously get together and just get things done.
And that's all you guys are focusing on.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
You guys don't have to go to work in the morning and do this on your off time at night. This is what you're here to do.
This is our job.
Todd, Abby, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Welcome to our Rusta Green family.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys are right next door, so we're gonna have I want to get you guys in a weekly basis.
Sounds good.
Get some good updates and what projects you're working on the week, so people can get involved. Because it's sad that it takes an outside organization to come into Utica to make it a better place to live.
Well, you know, and on that point, we do actually have a lot of interns that are from the Utica area. It's
I
not
know
just
Miss Buckley's there, Paul Buckley's daughter, and
he
twisted my arm for a couple weeks, and he goes, Rusta Green, you guys got to get him on. I'm like, thank you, Paul. And I keep forgetting about it, and I saw you guys putting up those signs. Piqued my curiosity. I was like, I was like, two. I just saw a big letter, a big number two going there.
Yep.
Two. And then I looked at the park, and I saw this big leaf, the leaf stand. I was like, leaf and two. Leaf and two. Well, it's nice enough. I'll take a walk over there. And bing, Rusta Green. And how long are you guys here for? Just the summer?
Yep. We are here until the middle of August. But the things that we teach hopefully will last much longer than that.
And you know, and it's like I said, if you're out there, you're a community organizer, you want to do something good for the city, get with these guys and learn from them and how to get organized and what things that you could look for to do and different techniques you can imply. So when you guys leave, you kind of leave a little piece of yourselves behind.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds creepy, but that's right. Yes, leave a little piece of yourself behind in Utica. Guys, thanks so much. And the website is rust2green.org.
Yep.
You can find all the information there. And if they want to contact you, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? Just come right down to the Harza building, phone numbers?
Come right down to the Harza building at 177. Look for the leaves. The leaves will lead your
the
way.
The leaves will lead your way. Have you guys been to town for Boilermaker yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. This is your first Boilermaker?
Yep.
It's a perfect event to get the word out because there's going to be literally thousands of people lining the streets.
We're working on it.
It's quite, and it's always muggy and hot in the Boilermaker. But the expo is great. The expo is really something to see. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to talking with you guys again and, you know, getting updated on your projects and how people can get involved.